Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
You say you've lined up mystery guests this week?
That is correct, and he is on the line with us right now.
Okay. What up, Steve? It's Pat Farnes, man.
Oh, my goodness. Patrick, how are you?
Good. How are you? Congrats on the 10th year anniversary.
You were a little kid when I started this.
No doubt.
Up in Massachusetts, playing ball.
For sure, for sure. No doubt.
I'm going to ask you, so what did you think of, you've gone through now 1 year of this. Yeah, I've gone through 10 years of this. You've gone through 1 year of this. So what did you think of the pro game and playing the pro game and the level and the pace of it?
Yeah, obviously it was definitely an adjustment to get used to at first. But I think, you know, just kind of how Coach Franklin and Penn State kind of prepared us in practice and getting us ready in the weight room and stuff, kind of made my early stage in the pro game just kind of more simple and more easy. So, I mean, it was definitely an adjustment, but, you know, I'm definitely happy with my progress.
And, of course, now at the end, you now know, of course, that Ben Roethlisberger is now done. What was it like to spend a year playing with Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, it was an honor just, you know, playing with Ben and just kind of being a small part of his Hall of Fame career and just kind of being able to build a relationship with him. You know, obviously just watching on TV before, obviously admired his game and stuff. And, you know, just honestly really cool to, you know, play with him and be calling him a good friend now.
You know, as each stage goes, you developed in high school. I got to watch firsthand as you did great work and developed in college. Where did you get better this year to play at this level?
I think I just got better with just, you know, my overall knowledge of the game each week, just understanding what defenses in the NFL are trying to do to our offense and stuff like that. So probably just the knowledge of the game and just making sure that I knew everything detailed-wise to help me slow the game down as fast as I could.
Patrick, I know that, you know, obviously at this level it is a business, no question. But where is the game still fun for you?
Just being able to, you know, go out there every single day and practice with the guys on the team. And, you know, it's pretty fun being able to call, you know, my job, catching footballs, and I'm going to practice every week. Get to go and practice with sweatpants and sweatshirts on. So, you know, I'm definitely blessed to be able to do that.
So the off season, number one, where are you right now? You didn't go back to Massachusetts yet, did you?
Of course I did. I just experienced that nice little northeastern.
I knew you'd go home. I knew it. Your parents didn't make you shovel, did they?
No, I wiped down the driveway a couple of times, so I kind of just gave up and went back inside. So,
see, now that's the guy I know. Smart, very, very smart, very shrewd, as a matter of fact. Hey, thanks so much. Hey, you know what? What a privilege it was to call your games. It'll always be considered a privilege to me. You know, every single time you're out there, I'm rooting for you as hard as can be. And please tell your mom and dad I said hi, because the Friermuths are just a great family and a great Penn State family.
I appreciate it, Steve, and I appreciate you and everything you've done for me and my family, and I'll see you guys soon when I visit Penn State.
Look forward to it, my friend. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Steve. I'll talk to you.